American Language Course, Book 18, Tape 2A. Hello. Open your Language Laboratory Activities booklet to Tape 2A. Look at Figure 1. Repeat the underlined words. Number 1. Forecast. Forecast. Number 2. Weatherman. Weatherman. Number 3. Forecasting. Forecasting. Number 4. Favorable. Favorable. Number 5. Unfavorable. Unfavorable. Number 6. Conditions. Conditions. Number 7. Likely. Likely. Number 8. Unlikely. Unlikely. Now read silently as you listen to the paragraph.
Herm and Kay live on a farm. Every morning when they get up, they turn on the radio to listen to the weather forecast for the day. It's important for farmers to know, before the day's work begins, what the weather will be like. The weatherman is a friend of theirs. He lives in the small town near their farm, and he has been forecasting the weather in that area for many years. His morning broadcast tells them whether to expect favorable or unfavorable conditions for the day. It tells them whether Herm is likely to have a good day to work outside in the fields or if the day will be rainy. If good weather is unlikely, it will be better for him to work in the barn with the animals.
Answer these questions about the paragraph. Number 1. What do Herm and Kay do every morning? Repeat. They listen to the weather forecast for the day. Number 2. What does the forecast tell them? Repeat. It tells them what the weather will be like for the day. Number 3. Who is a friend of theirs? Repeat. The weatherman is a friend of theirs. Number 4. What has he been doing for many years? Repeat. He has been forecasting the weather in the area. Number 5. What does his morning broadcast tell them? Repeat. It tells them whether to expect favorable or unfavorable conditions for the day. Number 6. If good weather is likely, what will Herm do? Repeat. He'll work outside in the fields. Number 7. If good weather is unlikely, what will he do? Repeat. He'll work in the barn with the animals. Now look at Figure 2. Look at the pictures. Repeat the underlined words. Number 1. Bulletin. Bulletin. Number 2. Flash. Flash. Number 3. Warned. Warned. Number 4. Severe. Severe. Number 5. Thunder. Thunder. Number 6. Lightning. Lightning. Number 7. Flashed. Flashed. Number 8. Hail. Hail. Number 9. Danger. Danger. Number 10. Flood. Flood. Number 11. Damaged. Damaged. Number 12. Damage. Damage. Now repeat the sentences. Number 1. They interrupted the program with a weather bulletin. Number 2. The news flash warned about severe weather conditions. Number 3. The thunder was very loud. Number 4. The lightning flashed in the sky. Number 5. The hail presented danger for the animals. Number 6. The heavy rain caused a flood in the city. Number 7. The flood damaged the houses. Number 8. It did damage to the whole city. Now look at figure 3. Repeat the underlined words. Number 1. Probable. Probable. Number 2. Hazardous. Hazardous. Number 3. Drizzle. Drizzle. Number 4. Take precautions. Take precautions. Number 5. Hazard. Hazard. Number 6. Wished. Wished. Number 7. Warnings. Warnings. Now listen to the paragraph.
Herm comes in from the fields or the barn every day at noon to eat lunch and to listen to the news on the radio. Wednesday, the skies looked dark to the north, and Herm wondered what the weatherman would say about the weather. When Kay turned on the radio, there was a news flash about the weather. They missed a short news report, so they listened closely for it to be repeated. Then their friend, the weatherman, came on the air with a weather bulletin, the latest news about the weather. He warned of severe thunder and lightning, heavy rain with possible hail, and probable flooding in some areas. Herm and Kay knew how the big pieces of ice could damage their crops. It could beat them into the ground. They knew how hazardous it could be for the animals, too, how it could hurt them, and that the high water of a flood could present as much danger. They hurried outside to get the animals into the barn. It had already begun to drizzle, and they could see the lightning flash in the sky through the light rain. Maybe it would just rain, but they had to take the necessary precautions with the animals because of the hazard of possible hail and floods. They wished they could protect the crops in the fields, too, because the damage hail or floods could do would be very costly for them. They did what they could for the animals and then went indoors to wait and see if the weatherman's warnings would come true.
Now look at figure 4. Listen to sentences about the paragraph. Circle T if the statement is true and F if the statement is false. Number 1. A news flash about the weather was being broadcast when Kay turned on the radio. Number 2. Their friend the weatherman had a weather bulletin, the latest news about the weather. Number 3. The bulletin warned about good weather. Number 4. They didn't know that hail could damage their crops and be hazardous for the animals. Number 5. The weatherman warned about severe thunder and lightning, heavy rain with possible hail, and probable flooding in some areas. Number 6. They saw drizzle and lightning flashes when they went outside. Number 7. They weren't worried about the damage hail or floods could do. Number 8. They took necessary precautions with the animals against the hazards of the storm. Let's check your answers. Number 1 is true. A news flash about the weather was being broadcast when Kay turned on the radio. Number 2 is true. Their friend the weatherman had a weather bulletin, the latest news about the weather. Number 3 is false. The bulletin didn't warn of good weather. It warned of bad weather. Number 4 is false. They knew that hail could damage their crops and be hazardous for the animals. Number 5 is true. The weatherman warned about severe thunder and lightning, heavy rain with possible hail, and probable flooding in some areas. Number 6 is true. They saw drizzle and lightning flashes when they went outside. Number 7 is false. They were worried about the damage hail or floods could do. Number 8 is true. They took necessary precautions with the animals against the hazards of the storm. Now look at figure 5. Repeat the underlined words. Number 1. Evacuated. Evacuated. Number 2. Evacuations. Evacuations. Number 3. Set up. Set up. Number 4. Barricades. Barricades. Number 5. Barricaded. Barricaded. Number 6. Look out for. Look out for. Number 7. Flash floods. Flash floods. Number 8. Hailed. Hailed. Now look at the pictures and repeat the sentences. Number 1. People had to be evacuated from their homes. Number 2. The evacuations were handled by the police. Number 3. The police set up barricades. Number 4. The dangerous crossings were barricaded to get people to look out for flash floods. Number 5. It hailed very large hailstones. Look at figure 6. Repeat the underlined words. Number 1. Struck. Struck. Number 2. Flooded. Flooded. Number 3. Accustomed to. Accustomed to. Number 4. Watch out. Watch out. Number 5. Rises. Rises. Number 6. Run into. Run into. Number 7. Visibility. Visibility. Number 8. Drizzle. Drizzle. Number 9. Visible. Visible. Listen to the paragraphs.
Herman K. listened to the thunder and the wind and watched the flashes of lightning fall off in the sky to the north from their kitchen windows. The radio was on and a news reporter was telling about the storm that struck just 2 hours ago. It hit a city in the north of the state. People were evacuated from their homes as the river flooded, and they were taken to places of safety. Police were accustomed to handling evacuations, and because they'd done it many times before, they were handling it well. The police asked drivers to watch out for warning barricades set up at dangerous crossings. Herm knew that these crossings were barricaded so people would look out for possible flash floods. When the water from the rains rises so high and so fast, it washes everything away. He had run into a flood when he was traveling years ago. He knew how dangerous they could be. Herm and Kay kept watching the sky in the north, and they finally decided that the storm was going to miss them. It was not going to hail or flood. The rain had come down hard, and the visibility had been very poor while it rained. They couldn't see the barn from the kitchen windows. But now, through the drizzle that continued, the barn and the fields were visible again. They could see that their crops and animals were safe. They felt very lucky.
Answer these questions. Number 1. What did the radio report about the storm? Repeat. The storm struck a city in the north of the state. Number 2. What happened to the people? Repeat. They were evacuated to places of safety. Number 3. What were the police accustomed to? Repeat. Handling evacuations. Number 4. What were the police asking drivers to do? Repeat. To watch out for warning barricades set up at dangerous crossings. Number 5. Why were these crossings barricaded? Repeat, to get people to look out for possible flash floods. Number 6. What are flash floods? Repeat, flash floods are when the water from the rains rises so high and so fast it washes away everything. Number 7. How did Herm know how dangerous floods could be? Repeat. He had run into a flood when he was traveling years ago. Number 8. How was the visibility when the rain came down hard? Repeat. The visibility was very poor. This is the end of Tape 2A, Book 18.